Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, hearing from Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation on Japan after this.
We were number 4,017.
I believe we were number 8,001.
406, right?
Oh, no, honey, 7. We were 407.
These families are among the thousands who called the OERB and registered the abandoned well site on their property. Now they're enjoying beautifully restored land, cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners.
We were number 7,009.
Number 6,010.
What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
In a special news briefing sponsored by the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff, Phil Tsang, Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says he believes we're going to have a substantial increase for all of 2011 to Japan when it comes to U.S. beef. He says, in fact, right now, beef exports to Japan from the beginning of this calendar year through mid-April are up 93% on the year. We ask him why.
Well, I think number one is the inventory levels in Japan were down to some degree. And so what we're seeing is that there's this demand for the inventory. I think everybody in whether it's Japan, Korea, or most countries, you know, they look at rising fuel costs, rising grain costs, rising inputs. And so there's a big interest in buying product now because it's going to be cheaper now that they feel than it's going to be a year from or a month from now or 2 months from now. The other thing is, as you know, prices traditionally increase in the summertime in the United States, and obviously that would create increases for these folks internationally. So the pricing issue, I think, is a huge issue, whereas people are hedging and trying to lock in product now as much as possible. But I also would say that we saw real demand increasing in Japan. The amount of beef after BSC that in Japan, for example, total consumption of beef dropped about 250,000 metric tons. The Australians spent a lot of money and they spent a lot of time. They spent almost 8 years in trying to, what you'd say, capture that market. And actually what we saw was that because of the differential and the differences in U.S. product versus the Aussie product wasn't readily accepted by some of the people in the trade as well as the consumers. And so what we're looking at here is, I think, pent-up demand. I think we're looking at the trade. Is looking at where the prices are going to be. We're looking at a yen right now that's been floating right around 85 yen to the dollar. And so there's a lot of factors that have come together that has assisted us in selling as successfully as we have in Japan. I think the only lament that I have about this would be the fact that we have a 38.5% duty, and that duty, when you consider the situation, this is something that I think we and the Japanese will probably take a look at, is when they look at price inflation, food inflation, this is something that they might have to take a look at. So we saw in Korea, for example, on pork, where they eased the duty on 60,000 metric tons of pork coming in from a global basis. This might be something, hopefully, that the Japanese would take a look at as well. So, but really what it is, it's pent-up demand in that market for beef.
The Japanese enjoying their U.S. beef. Phil Tsang with USMEF. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, Express Ranch's Grass Time sale's coming up Friday, April 29th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma at 12 noon. Got 750 head they'll be selling, including 125 Angus bulls, 150 spring calving registered Angus females, 50 fall calving bred heifers, and a whole lot more. For more information, you can give them a call at 1-800-664-3977 or go to their website, www.expressranches.com, for more information. Express Ranch's Grass Time sale coming Friday, April 29th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.